first Sunday of November. Just let that digest here for a second. It just seemed like we were celebrating 4th of July just a few weeks ago. I'm not sure how we got here, but yep, here we are. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you on this November 5th, 2017. And yeah, of course, summer is a distant memory. I hope you are enjoying the fall-like weather. I got my hot cup of coffee here, keeping me warm in the morning, and I'm fellowshipping with you. If you're not too familiar with this program, Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, friend, today is really no different at all. Looking at the what we got going on here for the next 30 minutes, I think you will be blessed today. So let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's music from Phillips, Craig, and Dean here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Thank you, Jesus. We are lifting him up, magnifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday. Be sure when you have some time, maybe today or this week, to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio and be sure to like us. We're going to do some contests here in the next month or two leading up to Christmas. 1 John 4:15 says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. You know, a family was discussing the second coming of Christ after church one Sunday. The father concluded the discussion by encouraging each of his kids to live every day as if it were their last. And his teenage son replied, I tried that once and you grounded me for a month. Fred, if you knew today was your last day on earth, how would you spend it? Really? You know, the Bible says that Christ will return without warning at a time we least expect. In fact, he could return today. That's a thought for you. So if you're not sure how to prepare for that event, the Bible can tell you how. Accept the Christ of Scripture, friend, and be attentive to how you live, knowing that your actions will have eternal consequences.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
One in five say their decision to follow Jesus is the most important decision they've made. Is something more important to you than Jesus? Then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
Thank you.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
That you are enjoying your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday worship. And yesterday, my wife and I had a chance to do some work around the house. Yeah, we've been trying to touch up the house a little bit here and there. And I'll tell you, when you do all that moving, it's just you're just sore at the end of the day. So, oh yes, thank God for ice packs. You know, there was talk in America several years ago about converting our system of weights and measures from the familiar standard system to the metric system. You remember that? Yards would become meters, miles would become kilometers, and so on and so forth. And to say the least, it's been a slow conversion. You know, friends, some changes take time, but others happen all at once. You know, the Bible says that when a person is born again, he becomes a new creation in a moment of time. He is born again. Yes, the resulting changes in our lifestyle, they happen gradually, but our conversion, friend, our change from the natural person to a spiritual person happens at once. Converting requires an action on our part, and that's believing. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
You'll never find our story in a fairy tale. 'Cause she was unlike the other women at the well. Her life was full of pain, hurt, rejection, her loneliness.
Right. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you today. And, you know, there's a new word out there. I'll tell you what, they're just coming up with new words all over the place these days. But the new word is revengeology. It's the fine art of payback. It's the latest twist of the don't get mad, get even. I'm going to be honest with you today. You know, there's a problem with getting even. It's a never-ending cycle of hurt. And here's another problem with vengeance. It makes you, friend, the prosecutor, judge, jury, and executioner, roles to which none of us have been appointed. In fact, in the Bible, God says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," Romans 12:19. And he will, friend, in his good time. So why waste all the energy and creativity and vengeance when it could be invested in love, say loving your enemy, maybe? So I encourage you today, friend. I know that's hard to do. I know. But don't let wounds fester. Releasing them to the Lord, not stewing over them or retaliating, is the only way to break the hold that they have on you.
Proverbs 25, 21, 22 says, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Curtis Chapman and Holy, Holy, Holy here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
This is one of my favorite all-time hymns, As the Deer, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. In fact, I fell in love with it when I served as a pastor at First Baptist Church in Farmer City, where we sang hymns every Sunday, and that was one that I just fell in love with while I was serving there. So just going down memory lane this morning. Well, coming up on Thursday, we are getting ready for another round of our English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. We do it every 6 weeks. We have a great ECC class. And if you're interested of maybe becoming a teacher, either in the beginner or intermediate level, you are more than welcome to sign up and get more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the About button there, and there you'll see a drop-down menu about our English conversation classes. We have them for 6 weeks at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Get more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org, or you can call the front office during regular business hours, 217-367-7777. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people. And friend, I hope and pray that you have a chance to do the same today. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.